This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, those of you who were listening to After the Paracast or last week's episode of the Paracast will recall that we were going to talk to James Carrion, who wrote a book some time back called The Rosetta Deception and was working on a Roswell deception, and he's talking about an Office of Strategic Deception that was in operation during World War II and thereafter. And obviously we know what that means just by the name. He first booked an appearance first part of September and notified me the day before and said, I can't make it, a family issue. Okay, we understand that. So I said, with the 15th of September for the recording session, this is for an episode that will be aired 3 days later, the 18th, would that be good for you? And he said, I've got it on my calendar, no problem. So as I always do with these shows, I confirm or reconfirm with the guest a day or two before. Make sure everybody's ready, we're on the same page about time. And I understand, of course, we have the Arizona time zone issue, where in the summer we're equivalent to Pacific time, in the winter we're mountain time. In any case, I get a note from him yesterday in the afternoon. Can't make it. Family issue. Well, you know, okay, I understand that. We all have families and problems, and so, all right, that's it. Now, you really don't want to ask somebody, would you come on in 2 hour notice or 1 day notice? So it's us, me and Chris and Gogs Mackay. But, you know, this happens occasionally. We'll forgive James one more time. Give him a third time. Then it's, of course, a strikeout. You know,
third time lucky.
Yeah, you know, third time's a charm, whatever. Give him the third at bat, and let's see what he does, and hopefully he'll come on. And as I said, I respect the fact that some people, you know, things happen. In the meantime, if nothing happens next week, we'll have Kathleen Marden and Stanton Friedman. They've got a new book that appears to me to be about focusing more on UFO secrecy and such than case histories.
So that's more like Richard Dolan's territory, really.
Well, the title of the book is Fact, Fiction, and Flying Saucers: The Truth Behind the Misinformation, Distortion, and Derision by Debunkers, Government Agencies, and Conspiracy Con Men. And I like the latter one. You know, we all know about debunkers. These are people who will dismiss something at a moment's notice without evidence. We know about the government agencies. Conspiracy con men. Wonder who they're talking about. If you're looking at a conspiracy con man, Chris, or con women, to be politically correct, whom would you choose?
Alex Jones, maybe?
All right. You know, of course, most of our listeners who are familiar with GCN.
David Icke.
We mentioned Alex Jones. He is the main, most popular talk show host on GCN. He's the guy on the network.
Yeah. He's Mr. GCN. Well, probably David Icke would get, I think, you know, my number one vote.
Stephen Bassett, for me, I think he is a plant, like a government plant. Because I can't believe anyone who is as intelligent as Stephen and who does so much to organize conferences and hearings and trying to get the government to open up about UFOs. And then he kind of like shoots himself in the foot by tacking on, you know, the worst of possible witnesses. And yeah, you would think even if he does believe those witnesses, he must be able to understand that if you go too far, like too soon, people who are not accepting of UFOs, they're not going to swallow the most extreme kind of stories straight away. You need to kind of just get your foot in the door by doing the first step, and you are totally shooting yourself in the foot by, you know, having the former Canadian Defence Minister on, things like that. I just cannot believe that he couldn't be more selective about who he chooses as witnesses to go in front of congressional hearings or whatever.
Yeah, I'd probably add Linda Howe in there a little bit too. I think she's been caught with her skirt down a couple times promoting what turned out to be hoaxes, and then once the hoaxes exposed, still continuing to support it, promoting this ridiculous huge, giant, 2-mile triangular buried UFO. It was so big they couldn't take it away, so they buried it. That was totally debunked by Ron Regier, sent her a 20-page report on it. She went right ahead and presented total fabricated information at the first crash retrieval conference, and then had the gall to come back the next year and report a follow-up.
Let me just tell you, if you look up the comic book canon, it's Fort Roz. I won't say anything more. Fort Roz is supposedly a prison from Krypton that crashed on Earth. Forget about it. You don't know. I know about that.
And it kind of gets old, Gene.
Well, yeah, but it's credible. Is anything else?
It's more credible than the people we're talking about.
What about Bill Moore?
At least he fessed up and then got out. Another one, John Lear, has been at the onset and at the beginning of many huge memes that are at best questionable. The whole Lear hypothesis in 87 of the evil aliens and that whole thing is just really taken on a life of its own. And, you know, I must say, though, I think people, by and large, a true believer crowd, they're more interested in positive spins on fantasy and delusion. So I think the evil alien meme is slowly being devoured by the benevolent space brother meme. I think people just by and large would rather delude themselves that the aliens that are coming and visiting our planet are benevolent and have our best interests at heart.
So they'd rather not have Deros and Tiros. They want Orthon, who is the name of the being that George Adamski met.
Right, or Semyasi. I mean, you could go through. Billy Meyer's another one. He's gotten away with incredible amounts of BS over 40 years, 50 years, practically. So, yeah, there's a bunch, but why accentuate the negative? I'd much rather accentuate the positive and talk about, people that are actually pulling this morass of a field forward, kicking and screaming. There's not many, but they're out there, and I think they're worthy of discussion.
Well, Chris, any news on the SLV camera project? Any developments?
Yeah, we've got our first camera up. I'm trying to get the ISP provider who's offered to put up a transceiver on the house, trying to get him to call me back. He needs to send a guy out there and establish line of sight. We have to decide which tower he's going to shoot at, but until he sends somebody out there, I can't do anything. So I've got several calls into him. He's super busy this time of year, and of course my team is totally dogging me. They're, howling, the camera's up, let's get it online. And he's offered to actually provide a server in Denver to stream the camera images. So
does news of current sightings in the San Luis Valley, does that filter back to you still? Is it still an
absolutely
active place?
Yeah. The sightings never fully went away. I think they've ebbed and flowed normally. This time of year, spring and fall is when there's more reported activity.
Let's ebb and flow this announcement, and then we'll flow with some more news with Gene, Chris, and Gogs. You're in
Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're doing a little shop talking. For those who are wondering how this ended up, well, we enjoy talking to each other. Seriously, we were going to have James Carey on to talk about the Office of Strategic Deception from World War II and the early days of the UFO era and how things might have been impacted. Unfortunately, he had a problem, so we're figuring out when to have him on. We've got so many guests we're working on for the next few weeks. We don't know when, but this is going to be the same situation that my wife had with a doctor where we canceled a couple of times, and the doctor said, if you don't make it this time, number three, try another doctor. So we'll give James another try, see what happens. In any case, you were starting to answer a question from Goggs about new developments, latest developments, current developments in the Mysterious Valley, if you're still in the loop, and you started the answer.
I did answer that, and then he asked me if what levels of activity are we seeing there. One of the things that really was the final motivator for Adrian to actually physically get the camera up and mount it on his house was he had woke up about 4 in the morning and was seeing a beautiful anomalous light display over Blanca Peak, which is just directly east of him. And he got his wife up and they both watched it for a number of minutes, and he's just kicking himself saying to his wife, God, if I'd had the camera up, we'd be able to have all this on recording. And so that really was the final, I think, push. We've had quite a number of reports actually this summer, actually a notable summer. There's been, I think, a little bit more than normal activity. I think more people are out and looking about. I think more people are moving in there. The reputation of the place is, I think, growing there locally. It's interesting, a lot of the locals, they'll see stuff, and it's such a part of their everyday reality that it's not a big deal to them, so they don't make a big deal out of it. It's the new people moving in that see stuff that become jazzed and tend to be more vocal about experiences.
Any reports of giant black triangles, kind of no. Like Phoenix Light style things? No.
No. There hasn't been any. We had there was one report of something really large blocking out the stars, and it appeared to be more boomerang-shaped. But again, it was very, very difficult for them to judge, how large it was because it was not lit up. There's no way to really judge altitude. So
kind of sounds like one of the ones reported in the Hudson Valley flap.
Yeah, again, you get maybe one or two of these reports every summer from people out sky watching. Usually, a lot of them have been in August during the Perseids. So, plus a lot of this stuff I'm getting secondhand. I really haven't made much of an effort because my 10 years of work and my database has been, it's just not. It's never referred to. My work has never really made much of a dent in the ufological glitterati. Every map I see of sightings doesn't have any of my data in it from the San Luis Valley. Every mention of UFO hotspots, with a few exceptions, totally forget to talk about the flap of the 90s and of the 60s in the valley, of the late 70s. The place gets no respect, so I'm not making a real concerted effort, and haven't had really made any concerted efforts to be as diligent about documenting things and following up and doing the phone calls and the type of potential legwork I could do when I go up there. Because I don't think it's not worth it. I don't think my work has been taken as seriously as it deserves. I don't think the database that I have laboriously put together and had available for anyone who wants it for almost 20 years now.
Well, you never know. If the SLV gets up and running and generates any great data, photos, whatever, you never know. Interest could pick up. And, I think there are a lot of things in life where people do a great body of work, hopefully not for you, but sometimes people's work isn't respected or highly regarded or even totally understood until years later, maybe even after their death and stuff. So, I mean, obviously that's no use to you. But, the fact that no one else has done it in that period to that degree there, and then you're doing this.
Anywhere.
Yeah, so...
Except maybe Ann Druffel in California in the L.A. Basin area. She probably has a larger database than I do. But again, she's another one that really, you rarely hear her name. You rarely hear about her work, a couple of her books. Maybe gets mentioned from people like Stan Gordon. There's a number of us out. There's a list of people that have done really good quality work in their regions and have not attempted to promote themselves, have not attempted to promote their data, their work, have allowed the work to speak for itself. They don't get the recognition that they deserve. It's the people that go around blasting their own horns, touting their own personalities, creating cults of personality around themselves, pontificating about things that they don't have any evidence or data to back up. They're the ones that get all the notoriety, you know, have the big selling books, you know, get the contracts with their, get their own TV show type deals. You know, I'm not really into the subject for those reasons, and I don't think Stan and Ann and others are in the subject for self-aggrandizement or to become rich and famous. I think we're doing it because it's a passion. It's a step forward in trying to help pull our knowledge forward another inch or two. And it's without the lust of result.
People here at the Paracast definitely appreciate what you've done. I do personally. And I suppose you could compare it to like the music industry. When you think of who really gets, you know, front page on the newspapers or spoken about on the internet or in the news and who's in the charts, it does not reflect actually really all the quality music out there being made by bands that you never get to hear of because of they don't have big record companies behind them or just, right, you know, idiots. And yeah, maybe the recognition factor is totally missing, but the work itself is totally worthy. It might not generate, I don't know, an income or respect from the masses, but there are people out there like myself who totally respect.
I'm talking about respect from the field itself. Yeah, talking about respect from the masses. I'm talking about respect from the field itself. How come none of my Black Triangle sightings are in the Larry Hatch database or in the MUFON database or in the NIDS database? I sent all my information to these people, and a high percentage, I think 60% of my Black Triangle sightings were by law enforcement.
Let's discuss this further, guys, in our next segment. With Gene, Chris, and Goggs, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We'll go into the recognition factor, whether the people who do all this hard work have to have PR departments to get the word out. Let me give you a little PR about something right now before we get back to it, and that is, of course, the Paracast Plus. The only way you can get a commercial-free version of the Paracast and the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, lots of goodies, show transcripts, another video or two coming shortly, special episodes, that book from Chris and Ray Stanford and my dog, Sing Chopin, special offer with free e-books from me and from Chris for long-term subscriptions. Check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And we're talking about an unfortunate thing here where if someone gets good buzz, self-generated, whatever, doesn't matter about the quality of their work, they get some kind of recognition. But if they're not spending as much time out there promoting themselves as they are doing the work, Chris O'Brien, they're not heard from as often. That is just terrible.
Well, you know, again, it's not so much the accolades from the public or the notoriety or the fame and fortune that I'm lamenting here. I'm talking about the field itself. The field itself has never made an attempt to integrate my data into your standard databases. And to me, that's criminal. It's either that or there is some sort of plot to keep a damper on information about the San Luis Valley. I can't, for the life of me figure out what it is. To be honest, it's gotten to the point where I really don't care. And when people say, whoa, what about sightings in the San Luis Valley? I say, yeah, they're percolating along. But, what's the point of writing them down and doing all the legwork and busting my ass like I did for 10 years when nobody seems to give a squat?
Now, let me ask you a question here. It doesn't make sense to me either. But you think MUFON, supposedly mainstream UFO research organizations, have you ever asked them, hey, I got all this information here. Do you have a question?
I've given it all to them.
Okay, what did they say? Is there ever a response?
No, it's not. It hasn't been filtered into their database. No. My black triangle sightings I gave to Larry Hatch, and I gave to to the NIDS guys, and I gave to MUFON. It's never been collated into their data. The black triangle sightings, I think 60-70% of them were reported by law enforcement.
Which should be considered, you know, high quality for sure.
You would think.
So what's going on here, Chris? This is almost criminal that all this work you've done and it's being ignored. They don't respond. They don't do anything. You know, we really ought to bring someone in here and put them on the carpet and say, here's the information. He sent it to you. If you have a question or a doubt about it, certainly express your point of view. But what's going on?
I didn't even get a thank you.
Oh, boy.
Or an acknowledgement that it was even sent. So, you know, that's why I am not busting my butt out there in the field here in this area, the Verde Valley area, which there's quite a number of sightings that go on here, nowhere near as much as in South Central Colorado, North Central New Mexico. I mean, people would rather tout this place as being America's number one hotspot. And the whole fiasco I had with the UFO Hunter show was a perfect illustration of that, which I've recited on the show here many times.
Sure. Well, you know, I wonder here, too, if it's a not invented here kind of syndrome. I mean, if you were a state director for MUFON, they'd listen to it, but you're an outside guy. And maybe is that it? Is it an ego thing? We don't want to give recognition to outside researchers. It all comes from our people.
In terms of Walt Andrus, yeah. But then John Schuster took over, and he was a big fan. He was one of the first people to contact me when I first started out in 93. He was one of the first people I started sending updates to. And yet none of my information was ever included.
The way you're explaining it just now, it's hard not to think that there's literally something. It's almost being censored or deliberately stepped on, because, you know, surely with some, you know, definitely, as you're saying, 60% of the black triangle sightings from police officers, you know, that should be gold dust data. But even not to even get an acknowledgement that you send, no wonder you're annoyed. I know we can't say certain words, but yeah, I feel like, you know.
I don't really care anymore. I haven't cared for a long time. That's why I never even bring this subject up, because it makes me sound like a whiner, you know. Except, you know, I spent my life savings. I put 300,000 miles on my body in 6 years, and that's not even the many times I was actually taken to sites for various reasons by other people. And that's just how many miles I put on my own truck. And, you know, I burnt the candle at both ends and spent a lot of money attempting to get to the bottom of what was going on. And it's like, you know, sure, I wrote some books. Sure, some people bought the books, but I didn't even make back my advance on my second book. So it's just, you know, it's a thankless job.
All right, let's drop this kind of quite depressing state of affairs.
There he goes, grumpy Chris again.
No, I mean, the state, it's horrible just to even think about, you know, how people are ignoring stuff like this. Here's a question I've always meant to ask you, Chris. What do you think of these prairie dragon things?
Wow, I really don't know. It seems to be some sort of dimensional form. It's almost either that or it's some weird time-based thing. Like I said, animals react to them.
There's that photo, you know, you'll know the one I'm talking about, standing in the road, and it definitely looks like there's something there. But I don't really know much about reports people have said, kind of thing. It doesn't come up much in cryptozoology. I don't even know, I suppose, if that's really the heading it should be under, but that's the kind of stuff that really interests me.
Well, they tend to be found centered. They tend to be more concentrated around anomalies, very specific anomaly spots. The majority of the reports that I've had center around three spots that have everything from the Ghost Pioneer and a buckboard, to that spot that Rosemary and I had that up close.
I was
going to
bring that up, yeah.
That the area, the houses right around that area tend to be the ones that report these things more. That turn on the Chi Road, the S turns out there, that first S turn is where we have had, I don't know how many, a dozen or more reports of a phantom buckboard. And, one night we had, I think, four reports of a herd of ghost horses running alongside people's cars. And beyond the horses was a different background than what's actually there. So, it's some sort of a portal phenomenon. God, we even had trooping fairies reported at the closest house to that one spot that Rosemary and I had our little to do. You know, I really don't know. Like I said, they're opaque in the middle. You can't see through them in the middle, but very quickly as you go out towards the ends, they're translucent or transparent. They don't appear to have a head. They don't appear to have a tail. Although there's kind of elongated appendages, they look like sea slugs or something. There's no legs. They move through the air in an undulating fashion, almost like you'd imagine something moving through water.
Like a seahorse or something, kind of bobbing mistily.
Well, no, it undulates up and down like a sine wave. Animals are able to see them and respond to them and chase after them. They tend, like I said, they tend to be centralized around areas where we have a variety of weirdness type accounts being reported. So I'm really not sure what to make of them. Again, the word prairie dragon.
We got more to talk about, things that you're not going to hear on other radio shows. With Gene, Chris, and Goggs, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So we have the unsung hero of UFO research, Chris O'Brien, who's been covering all this stuff for the Mysterious Valley and not getting the recognition he deserves.
You're making it sound like I'm complaining that I'm not getting recognition.
No, I am not. I am not, Chris. I'm just saying I think you should get the recognition. I'm listening to all the stuff you've done, all the hard work you've done, and I think something ought to be done.
It's the work. It's not me. You know, this whole field is a good old boys club. And if you don't toe the ETH line, you don't play by the ETH rules, you don't kowtow to the proper individuals, you're persona non grata. And I've always known that, and I don't care. You know, I don't see any reason to put my, you know, bet behind a theory that has absolutely no evidence to support it. And until there is evidence, I'm going to be looking elsewhere, because to me it's the least likely. It's the least likely theory that is operative here. Too many different types of aliens being spotted. Too many different types of ships. Too many reports. You know, they're flying around daily like they live here, which is probably whatever they are. They have, they're as much as a terrestrial form in this closed system as we are. Maybe they're dimensional, maybe they're time-based, maybe they are other tenants in the building, I don't know. But I seriously doubt anything from out there is coming here. I really do. Until we have evidence to, you know, refute that. I'm sticking to my guns.
Yeah, and like big reptilians with red cloaks and galactic orders and... there's just a lot of it. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just like religion. There's so many flavors. There's so many fringe aspects. There's so many true believers. You just gotta ignore a lot of it. I think for a lot of people, most of us go through the ETH stage, and while not dismissing it at all, it's just the more you find out about this subject of ufology, you just cannot explain nearly half of things just with the ETH. That's just by giving the same weight of belief or disbelief to what people are saying. And we all know that quite often people may report seeing something, but it might be a while before they would ever offer some of the other weird things that have been happening. And there's definitely a joined up picture going on. And I think it's far more widespread that people have probably, you know, the poltergeist activity or just strange events. And I've said for a long time, I think there's kind of like, when you take somewhere like Skinwalker Ranch and all those very, very different phenomena that was reported. Well, if we kind of give equal weight to those reports, even just the ones all coming from the Sherman family, then, you know, that's not all ETH, that's not all ghosts, or something. I've said for a long time, it's like there's some paranormal force, just maybe some universal paranormal force, and it can manifest itself in a variety of ways, be it Bigfoot, robots that talk, strange ships, ghosts, poltergeists, other strange cryptid creatures, prairie dragons, whatever. But I think probably at the root of it all, there is the same kind of thing. How it thinks, what its game is, God only knows. But yeah, I just cannot just go with ETH for in terms of ufology. Although I do like to think that maybe other stars. I'd like to think somewhere in the galaxy, in the universe, that other intelligent beings have managed to get around the kind of speed of light thing, and because it just gives me hope to think that maybe in the future humans really will go to the stars, will have kind of friendships with completely different other races, and some humans will get to explore just ridiculously amazing places and worlds. Imagine civilizations that have been on the go for millions of years and may have colonized planets and moons and stuff. It's kind of probably for like a lot of people like myself who kind of appreciate a bit of sci-fi to think that that could actually be going on somewhere right now out in the universe. Well, I want a part of that. And if not me, I like to think that humans will someday. And I've always said that when it comes to UFOs, I'm more interested in things like, have intelligent beings been able to create anti-gravity technology, maybe time travelling, can they break the speed of light, these kind of things. I'm far less interested in any message from Zeta Reticuli Greys going on about whatever, certainly any kind of quasi-religious messages. To me, it's not just about the tech, but it's about the fact that, yeah, the future is happening now for other beings, and it could be ours if we don't kill ourselves by a crazy man-made virus or something. But I think that's, and it just makes the, if 1% of what we talk about in the podcast, if 1% of that is true, then it makes the universe just an infinitely more interesting place than it already is, I think.
Yeah.
Part of the problem may sometimes be that people don't want complicated solutions. And what we're offering here is a set of solutions that are complicated. Because I remember one of our former co-hosts said that he had gone to a MUFON meeting near his home. And he was presenting some of his ideas, which are very much in sync with the kind of things we've been talking about in the PowerCast for 10 years. And someone says to him, well, can I have the Reader's Digest version? And of course, that set him off. Because he said, it's not that easy, you can't do it. Actually, I think he reacted in a far more angry fashion.
Demonstrative?
Yes, quite. Not a way that we might do it, but the point was that maybe part of the issue here is because people want a simple answer, I'm not going to get into that realm, they'll pick a politician with ready solutions for everything, whether those solutions are real or fake. They'll pick the UFO personality who can basically reduce it to a few words. Okay, UFOs are from other planets. The government's keeping it a secret. And therefore, it's a cosmic Watergate. Sorry, Stan, but I said it. All right, that's part of the problem, a big part of the problem. And it's sending out the message. And if the message isn't easy to distill into those 10 words or whatever, it doesn't come across. And that's not saying people are stupid because they can't understand multi-syllable sentences or anything. It means that they have a lot of priorities in their lives, such as the game of survival. And if you don't give them a quick answer, they move elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, if someone asks why did the Second World War happen, You know, people kind of like to say, well, it was because of the Nazi Party and Adolf Hitler. But really, if you spoke to a learned historian, they would probably come out with a million different threads of how various social and political interactions were happening all over Europe and around the world and stuff and this and da-da-da-da-da. And, yeah, really, for a lot of actual things, the reasons are complicated, numerous, and inter-kind of linking and interdependent and whatever. And, yeah, I mean, it's like my opinion of religion. It's not that religion is necessarily a bad idea, but I think some people really don't want to be troubled with, really deeply with the idea of, well, what happens when we die, or how did time start, or where could God have come from if he created everything? Where did he come? And some people don't really want to waste their time or their whatever intellect they have really, really trying to think about these things. It's just easier if they can just say, here, it's in this book, follow that, and then they think, that's fine, it's explained, or I don't have to think about it. And for a lot of people, I think for religion, it's just an easy way of not worrying, not really yourself thinking about these huge, huge questions. You kind of just almost like outsource it to you let someone else do the thinking or the answering on these big questions. You do it for you, and the great bit for them is, oh hey, other people are in the same club, so it must be an okay thing to do.
This is also okay to do, folks. Gonna take a brief break with Gogs Mackay, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast. Cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.